entirely innocent of all wrongdoing. Families and friends of 10 people shot dead in West Belfast 50 years ago were welcomed home to Ballymurphy last night to cheers, tears and relief after the longest ever inquest in Northern Ireland found that the deaths of 10 people killed in 3 days in August 1971 after the introduction of internment without trial were unjustified. That 9 people were shot dead by British soldiers: Joan Connolly, Father Hugh Mullen, Frank Quinn, Noel Phillips, Daniel Taggart, Joseph Murphy, John Laverty, Joseph Corr and Edward Doherty. Justice Siobhan Keegan couldn't make a finding on who shot John James McCurr because of what she described as an abject failure to investigate at the time. An 11th victim, Pat McCarthy, died of a heart attack. The British Army had falsely claimed that all were armed members of the IRA. The coroner said that she was quite convinced Father Hugh Mullen was a peacemaker and that he was carrying a white object at the time that he was shot after he went to help a wounded man who called for help. His niece, Geraldine McGrattan, is with us now. Geraldine, good morning and thank you very much for taking our call today after what I can only imagine was a very long and emotional day yesterday. How are you this morning?
I am very tired, but I'm still in awe of what happened yesterday and all the wonderful things Justice Keegan said about my uncle.
Do yesterday's findings help you and your family to come to terms with what happened 50 years ago?
I think they give us peace. For 50 years, we have carried the anger and the hurt that he was killed. We didn't know exactly what had happened to him. We didn't know why he had been killed or how he had been killed. And now everything has been explained to us. We know now that the British Army fired with a disproportionate force into the area where he was. So it brings a kind of peace that everyone now knows that he was totally innocent of. He wasn't a gunman. He was a good man going out to help another wounded person and waving a white flag.
And how do you reflect on what Justice Keegan said about your uncle?
It was so good to hear her say that he was a peacemaker. We knew from the inquest that he had walked the streets during the evenings, trying to calm situations, putting himself at risk, but he had done it. He had talked to army, he had talked to young people. He had really tried very hard to keep things calm. During that day of the 9th of August, he had rang the army a couple of times to say how bad things were around the area where he lived. He had worked so hard to do it, and to hear her say that was truly wonderful for us. Then to hear her describe his wounds and how he had died, that was difficult to hear. But to hear the innocent, entirely innocent, and the disproportionate force by the army, it was hard to hear. It was hard to hear that they had just let loose, but it was good to get the truth out into the public domain.
Your uncle was very young at the time. You were very young at the time. How do you remember your Uncle Hugh?
Well, I was 18 when he died. He was 38. My mother was 39. We were a very close-knit family. We come from a small village on the shores of Strangford Loch. So, my granny and my granddad, my uncles, everyone was in and out of each other's houses. My uncle was home most weeks from his parish for dinner. I'm the eldest grandchild, so I was always in my granny's. We would have had, family dinners. My mother sang. My uncle played the guitar. He loved to sail, he loved to swim, he loved to try to teach us how to do both. He really enjoyed young people, he enjoyed being in our company. He loved his sister and brothers. He was a family man, he loved people liked him.
Geraldine, what do you want to happen now? Do you want the man who shot him to be prosecuted?
Well, the army did not give much information, as you would have read from the findings yesterday. We only know that it was soldiers from Two Para or Three Queens who fired the shots, but we don't really have any one particular soldier. So I think really it's now up to our legal team to decide what the next step would be. At the moment, I am happy, I am at peace that we have got the truth out, that his name is cleared and he has been named as a peacemaker rather than a gunman. I'm content today, and now I just want to reflect on what was said yesterday and to thank God for the 38 years that he was here and that we had him.
Geraldine McGrattan, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. That's Geraldine McGrattan, whose uncle Hugh Mullen, father Hugh Mullen, was among those killed by the British Army in Ballymurphy in 1971. It's 19 minutes past 8.